Hi, Cowboy T back again. This is the final of our series regarding the disassembly, cleaning, and reassembly of the Lee Pro 1000 Fully Progressive Press. We've just got the basics of it reassembled. We ran a shell through. Things worked out pretty well. We've got the turret on, pretty much the whole thing. We're almost done here. All we have to do now is install the case feeder, which will be installed here. Put in some shells. Put in a little powder in the powder hopper. And reinstall the primer tray, which will plug in right there. And then we'll take these bullets and a few of these 38 special cases and actually try to make some ammunition. Here we go. Case feeder assembly is there. Okay, here's our case feeder. Install just like that. Okay, and we take this little nut right there, and we use it to screw it in. We use it to secure it to the shell plate holder assembly. Take our wrench and just make it a little tight. It doesn't have to be super tight at all, okay? Do not make this super tight. Okay, that's enough. Okay, check for functionality. We got, not quite sufficient clearance for my taste. It works, but I want a little more, so I just twisted a little bit there. I like to see about an eighth of an inch clearance if I possibly can. A 16th will do. I'm just paranoid. Okay, so far so good still. All right, next, we put some shells in. I'll just put them in tube number one. Only doing a few because we're just testing, okay? And we'll put a little powder in. This is bullseye. I'm going to put this into the powder hopper. Here it goes. Oh wait, first, make sure it's turned off. These Pro Autodisc powder measures have an off and an on setting. You twist the hopper to turn it on, and the other way to turn it off. Make sure you do that. Make sure you turn it off first. That's enough for our purposes right now. Put the cap back on. And now, the primer tray. As always, before we start fooling around with primers, the full face shield. It goes on. Effective now. Oops. Adjust. All right. Grab the powder or the primer tray. Here it is. Okay, and you'll note that I'm going to plug it in this way. Watch what I do. I take some pointy thing, pop it right in there to hold the primers. See that? And now I plug her in. Plug, 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 plug. Come on. You can do it. There. And we shake, 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 shake until it fills up. See that? Now we're good. Since I'm paranoid, I'm going to grab a single shell and do our test with a single shell first. Here we go.
station one. Okay, there went the primer. Oh, what? Yeah, okay. Ah, I felt the primer seat. Oh, another thing. I forgot to turn on the powder hopper. Let's go back up here, okay? To our powder hopper. See that off-on switch? Well, the off-on letters, it's not really a switch. I need to do this. Now powder will actually flow through the thing. Here we go. Okay, now, we'll raise this up, we'll pop this out and make sure the powder was actually dumped in here. I'll set it down. I don't know if you can see in there. This is going to be difficult. Anyway, I just looked. There is, in fact, some powder in there. You just can't see it from this angle. But I can see it. And that's really what matters, is that I can see it. Okay? I'm going to run through this one more time. Okay? Up. I know I just did that with a live primer. That was really stupid of me to do. Don't ever do something as stupid as what I just did, okay? Don't do that! Is powder in there? Yes, powder is in there. I can see it, which is what matters. Okay. Now, we're going to put this back in here. Stick a bullet on. This is a bullet. This is a 105 grain Lee semi-wog cutter that I cast myself out of wheel weights. Okay. It is coated with two coats of Lee liquid Alox. On it goes. Checking. Now it should crimp. Perfect. All right. Now, let's try it progressively. Here we go. Hey, no. Okay, maybe it's a good idea to tighten this a little tighter. Check for clearance. I don't like that. That's better. Much better. Okay, now, here we go. I'm going to twist this and a shell will fall. Boop! There it goes. You see it down there? All right. Here we go. Decap. And resize. Felt the primer go in. Powder. Get in there. Reach for a bullet. I felt that. Insert. That was my elbow hitting the camera. Oh, my primer mechanism is working great now. And we got two more to do. We're going to finish these and we're going to show you what it is. Now, see? Here they are. Right there. There are six very good rounds.
And now, you see how to take apart and put back together the Lee Pro 1000 Progressive Press so that it just purrs like a kitten. Do this, and your press will do very well also. Any questions? Email me at CowboyT at SanFranciscoLiberalWithAGun.com. This is Cowboy T signing off. Till next time.
San Francisco Liberal. With a gun.